At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 27th. It is NFL cutdown day. Very sad day for a lot of folks. A lot of folks going to be trading places, changing teams. You know, some guys have played their last down in the NFL, which sucks. And so I think that everybody out there should have some reverence for that. Some understanding of what these players are going through, how difficult it can be for some of them. But right now, it's a little bit late, but we're getting Jaguars offensive standouts from the Falcons game out today. Wanted to do it yesterday, but yesterday was extremely busy. You know, the Jaguars, they began cutdowns. They traded Travis Gibson. They had practice, Christian Kirk returned. There was a lot to talk about yesterday besides Jaguars offensive standouts versus the Falcons, but we're going to get into that this morning. The Jaguars, they have practice later on this afternoon. You also have cutdown day, as I mentioned. They're going to go from about 80 players down to 53. Then they're going to start to try to fill their practice squads tomorrow. And so it's going to be a busy time in the NFL calendar, busy time for the Jaguars. And the Jaguars brass, Doug Peterson and Trent Baalke, will be speaking with the media today, I believe around 4:40. So a little bit of time to process some of those roster cuts, and then they'll speak with the media. I'll be there later this afternoon. I'm going to try to do a video before the press conference and after roster cuts come in. So we're just going to have to see how the timing works. But again, did want to give the shout out to the offensive standouts from the Falcons game that they deserve. So we're going to get into that here this morning. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So I think we'd be remiss talking about offensive standouts in this game. You know, we did see the Jaguars starting offense for two drives against the Falcons defense, and it was backups for the Falcons defense, as we've said many times here on the channel. Regardless of who they were playing, Trevor Lawrence looked incredible. I mean, he was so on the money. So on the money. When he's rolling right and absolutely firing a missile into Parker Washington, you know, through multiple layers of the defense, when he's you know, obviously the touchdown throws to Evan Engram were perfect placement. Great spin on the ball. The completion to Parker Washington on the sideline where Brandon Scherff absolutely whiffed on a block. And Lawrence, you know, the guy that hit him got called for roughing the passer, but Lawrence didn't care. He completed that football. He was, you know, PFF said he was like 80% on target. I watched every throw. I think every single throw that he made outside of the deep shot to Gabe Davis was clearly on target. So I thought Trevor Lawrence was like 90% adjusted completion percentage. He was dialed in. He was on the money. He was on time, throwing confidently, spinning it, accurate, everything. I mean, he looked like he's ready to go for the regular season. No doubt about it. So kudos to Trevor for that performance. And again, it is preseason, but I think you're going to see him play like that quite a bit. Shout out to my home league mate, Alex. Drafting him, I think, as QB10. I think that's going to end up paying off. We had our home league draft last night. I was able to land our next guy, Travis Etienne, in the second round. And, you know, Travis Etienne was a running back one last year, so getting him as my RB2, I will take it all day. And seeing what he did against the Falcons' backup defense made you feel pretty good about that pick, right? Etienne was able to get skinny through the hole. He was able to read what the offensive line was doing properly. Like, I thought his vision looked good. I thought that he looked super explosive, which you know to expect that from Travis Etienne. I thought he just looked like exactly who you want him to be. And so I think Travis Etienne, I think, what, 7 carries for 47 yards, something like that, had a catch as well. He's going to be heavily involved in this offense. And the Jaguars do want to lighten his load a little bit, but he's still going to be one of the most heavily featured players in this offense, bar none. He'll probably end up with the most touches in this offense by a wide margin, right? So I think Travis Etienne, you know, he and Trevor Lawrence have such a good connection. I think, you know, obviously in the running game, but also you're seeing it in the passing game. Travis Etienne caught a lot of passes last year. He's caught a lot of passes throughout training camp. I think he's going to be heavily involved this year, and this game did nothing to dissuade that. Evan Engram, he was amazing. 4 targets, 4 catches, 28 yards, touchdown. You know, he made that grab, the touchdown grab, you know, tight coverage, perfect throw by Lawrence, great route by Evan Engram, go up and get it. His second touchdown was impressive as well. He was also able to, you know, pick up a big chunk of yardage on a screen pass. He just looked awesome. And that's what you come to expect from Evan Engram as well since he arrived in Jacksonville. Like, this is one of the hardest working guys I have ever seen, football or otherwise. Like, he just brings it every single day. Consummate professional. And when you have talent, the type of talent that Evan Engram has and the type of work ethic that Evan Engram has, and you land in the right spot, which I certainly think Evan Engram landed in the right spot in Jacksonville.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the type of stuff you can do. I thought the run blocking up front for the starters was good overall. We talked about this a little bit already, but I thought it was good. I thought holes were being opened. And that's pretty much all you can ask for. From this group, that's a step in the right direction because you just did not see that enough last year. And again, yes, it's against backups, but it's a step in the right direction. It was the first time you got to see the starting 5 offensive line on the field together. Thought they did a pretty good job overall. The only glaring issue in pass pro was Trevor Lawrence getting rocked up, you know, up the middle, Brandon Scherff just missing a block. And then run blocking wise, the offensive line did its job. There was a play where, based on the play design, Britton Strange was the only man that could block a defensive tackle, which obviously did not end up going well. But I think that this was a step in the right direction for the run blocking unit. Elijah Cooks was awesome. Made 2 big grabs. One was for a touchdown where not only did he have to concentrate bringing the ball to the ground, you know, with the defender trying to knock it away, which he did a good job of, he had to get you know, multiple parts of the body down in bounds, and he got his foot and his knee down in bounds while focusing on catching that football. And that's the type of thing that Elijah Cooks can bring to the field. He's huge. He's 6'4". So you see that, and that's hard to cut. And the Jaguars couldn't cut him last year. They didn't feel comfortable cutting him. Cut down day is going to be fascinating. And, you know, some of these guys that stand out, like Austin Trammell, has stood out all preseason. He stood out again in this game. He's a guy that just gets open, catches the football, makes himself available. Some of these guys are not going to make the football team. And that's tough. One guy who is going to make the football team is Parker Washington. We mentioned, you know, what he was doing out there, making himself available, catching the football when it came his way. He's done that all camp, all year, really. Mac Jones, he looked really strong to me. He not quite perfect, but good overall performance. He just has a different level of arm talent than you've seen from a backup quarterback in Jacksonville. Trying to think. It's been a long time. Like, this is talent-wise, definitely one of the better backups the Jaguars have had. And I think that there's a good chance that he's competing for a starting job at some point down the road. Not in Jacksonville, obviously, but somewhere. He's on the final year of his rookie contract right now. Jaguars did not pick up the fifth-year option, obviously. Not going to pay that much for your backup, but he's looked good. Spends it. Can make starter-level throws in this league. He had one beautiful pump fake that allowed him to pick up some yards on the ground. I just like what he's doing. Able to hit these outbreaking routes really well at all three levels. Timing, accuracy. It's solid for Mac Jones. He's had a good camp. I'm impressed. Gary Brightwell runs so strong. I think the best thing about Gary Brightwell is his decisiveness and his vision. He always seems to find the right place to go, and he does it, you know, again, decisively. There's no hesitance in his game. He sees where he needs to go and he goes there. So kudos to Gary Brightwell. Jalen Jackson got in the end zone. That was awesome to see. I've been a big fan of Jalen Jackson's game. Just the well-roundedness game that he kind of has, well-rounded game. Catches the ball well, runs hard, and sticks his nose in there in pass protection as well. Wanted to shout out Seth Williams. His touchdown didn't count, but that was a beautiful throw from Mac Jones, and Seth Williams did a good job, but the Jags had a penalty on that play. But overall, I just think Seth Williams is a guy that just does not get talked about, that I think there should be a place in this league for him. Whether it's on a practice squad or on a 53, he's just another big-bodied, talented physical receiver, in my opinion, that still belongs in this league. And final guy, Cole Van Lannen. The Jaguars coaching staff has raved about him this year. He's looked good throughout the preseason. It hasn't been perfect, like, especially in pass protection. There's moments where you're like, oh, that was an ugly rep. But he's been good. He's been one of the Jaguars' better backup offensive linemen this year. I do believe that. He's been playing right tackle. I think he's done a good job. And so it's going to make it real tough with these roster cuts here with the offensive line. And I tweeted it out. I would not be surprised if the Jaguars are trying to trade one of their backup tackles. I would just say keep an eye on that. It's not any insider information or anything like that. That's just kind of when you look at what the Jaguars did yesterday with Travis Gibson. Trading him to the Seahawks. Doug Peterson talked about it. He said, when you have good players, teams have needs, you're going to listen. Is it possible that the Jaguars are listening about one of their backup tackles? We'll see. We'll see if teams have interest. I think it's going to be fascinating to find out what this 53 looks like later today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Really appreciate the efforts of all these players, you know, busting their butt for so long to try to make this football team, try to make this football team better. And, you know, some of them are going to be gone later today. So happy trails to all those guys. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.